On the afternoon of Saturday, June 28th, Carrboro residents and elected officials gathered at Steel String Brewery. They watched on a live stream as representatives delivered a presentation on the strengths of their own town at the All America City Award Competition in Denver. They took the stage with energy, led by Mayor Barbara Fushi, using both a prepared video and testimonials from town officials and residents to show what the town is all about. Then, on Sunday evening, Carrboro was announced as one of the 10 winners. Molly DeMarco, a UNC professor and member of the nonprofit Next Chapel Hill Carrboro, was one of the organizers of the viewing event.
Catherine Lazorco is the town's communications director. She's the person that was really the ringleader for the application that the town did. And she came to us to ask if we would put on this watch party.
DeMarco said that she was pleased with the turnout.
It's great to have civic leaders here, elected officials, community members, family members here to just watch and cheer on our town.
Town council member Eliezer Posada was just one of the elected officials in attendance on Saturday. He said Carrboro making it to the All-America City competition was a source of pride.
We have always talked about Carrboro punching above its weight here in North Carolina and across the United States, and this is just another example of how we're doing that.
He listed some of the aspects of Carrboro highlighted in the presentation, which he felt gave the town a good chance of winning.
Whether it's affordable housing, racial equity, environmental protections, all these great things in transportation, all these great things that cause a lot of our community members and our residents to be happy with Carrboro. So we'll be showing a little bit of that.
David Brower is a Carrboro resident who attended the event at Steel String. He said that the most important thing for the presentation to focus on was the Carrboro community's sense of empathy.
I really hope that the presentation shows that Carrboro is a caring community and that we look out for one another and that we're doing things and our city government is doing things for our people so that we can be empowered to take care of one another.
He said he hopes Carrboro can serve as a source of inspiration.
What I'd love to see is to see more communities around America look at Carrboro as a model and try and emulate what's happening here in their community. So in that sense, winning this kind of award could inspire, if it could inspire others to do what Carrboro's been doing, that would be the dream.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.